While there's no single test that can diagnose Alzheimer's, scientists can now predict with reasonable certainty who's at most risk of developing this incurable brain disorder. And as baby boomers reach 65, the age when the risk of Alzheimer's significantly increases, many are asking, should I be screened? A question made more difficult by the fact that there is currently no effective treatment for Alzheimer's. Today, in part three of our week-long series on Alzheimer's, we're going to meet a family facing this dilemma. And as Here and Now's Sasha Pfeiffer reports, the answer could help determine the progress of Alzheimer's research.
It was about 4 years ago when Elaine Moraska's family began to notice she didn't seem quite right. She couldn't remember her social security number. She struggled to find the right words. Her daughter, Kristen, who's now 28, noticed something else.
One time I came over for dinner and she had made pasta and she forgot the sauce. And she put it out on the table and I said, "Where's the sauce?" And she said, "Oh my God, I forgot it. I'll go to the store right now and buy it." So there's little things like that that you kind of thought, well, that's strange. She would never do that.
Elaine's 32-year-old son, Dennis, picked up on another thing.
She would say she was going to write a lot of stuff down. Like I told her I got a promotion at work and a raise, and she says, "Oh, I'll write that down." Or we got a new cable system. She says, "Can you write down how to turn the TV on?" And I thought it was just, well, we got a new remote and no one knows how to use it, stuff like that.
It turned out that although she was only 53, Elaine had early onset Alzheimer's, which accounts for about 5% of all cases. Her decline was rapid. Now, at age 56, she lives in a nursing home and her conversations are limited to one or two words. For her children, it's been like losing a parent. But their mother's illness makes the Moraska kids of great interest to researchers like Dr. Risa Sperling, who directs the Center for Alzheimer Research and Treatment at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.
We have tools that can now pretty accurately detect the presence of Alzheimer's disease beginning in the brain.
Researchers like Dr. Sperling want to identify and test people like the Moraska children even before they have any symptoms of Alzheimer's. The thinking is that once someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, too much brain damage has occurred to be reversed. But if they can treat people in the initial invisible stages of the disease, they may be able to halt or delay the damage.
I believe this is the way we will find a treatment. We must identify people at risk to be able to decrease their risk of going on to develop dementia. This is absolutely what we must do.
Diagnostic exams like spinal taps and PET scans can now look inside a human brain and identify the presence of amyloid. That's the telltale plaque that destroys brain function in Alzheimer's sufferers.
I'm just going to start by placing an IV in your arm. Just make a fist for me.
At Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, a patient is undergoing a brain PET scan.
A small pin stick. Feel any stinging or burning at all?
No.
Good.
After inserting an IV, a technician slides the woman headfirst into a scanning machine.
Okay, I have the dose for injection. You're just going to hear me say 3, 2, 1, go, so we can start the camera.
After the countdown...
3, 2, 1, go.
The patient is injected with a radioactive substance that, during imaging, will show whether there is amyloid in the brain, a possible indication of Alzheimer's disease. The hope is to get these subjects into experimental drug trials aimed at stopping or slowing the disease process. But that means that people who may not have any symptoms yet would learn whether they're likely to get a fatal disease for which there's now no effective treatment. And that makes the to test or not to test question a wrenching one. Elaine Moraska's children, Kristen and Dennis, have decided what they would do.
To me, it would seem like a death sentence hanging over your head. I would think about it every day. You know, is it going to start now? Anytime I misplace my keys, I'd be like, is that just me being forgetful? Or is it an indication of something else? I think your mind has a tendency to wander and always go down that worst case scenario.
I'd rather be naive and not know about it and just enjoy my life than try to do all these things because one day I might get it. Like, I would rather just live my life the normal way. And if it happens, it happens.
Dennis says if there were a medication he could take to prevent getting Alzheimer's, or if there were proven lifestyle changes he could make to ward off the disease, he might consider getting tested.
Like if you're at risk for heart disease, okay, you got to watch your diet and exercise more. If there was some guidelines to follow that may help mitigate some of the symptoms, I would.
But while there is no known cure or way to prevent the disease, those who do choose to be tested might benefit from participating in experimental drug trials.
It's very important to get this disease diagnosed early.
Jim Wessler is president of the Massachusetts New Hampshire chapter of the Alzheimer's Association.
There are a number of clinical trials, particularly here in Massachusetts, which is very rich in Alzheimer's research. So being diagnosed earlier gives you the opportunity to potentially volunteer for those clinical trials and potentially even benefit from some of the emerging science that's happening.
That's a reason many people give for wanting to be tested, despite the possibly heavy burden of knowing they may get this life-altering disease. On the other hand, some drug trial participants are likely to be given placebos that won't help them stave off the illness. Still, Wessler says diagnosing Alzheimer's early also offers the chance to make future plans and live your life to the fullest in the time you have left.
We talk euphemistically about the bucket list, but if you have a plan to go visit your grandchildren out in California or to take a trip somewhere, now's the time to do it if, in fact, you are in a very early part of the disease.
So science has brought us to the point where we can find out if we're likely to develop the disease, but without the promise of successful treatments. That makes for a complicated dilemma for those debating whether to get tested. If you take the test, you might learn you're likely to get Alzheimer's, although you could possibly benefit from experimental treatments. Or you could simply decline to be tested. In that case, you might risk losing out on the possible benefits that future treatments could provide. Alzheimer's researcher Risa Sperling says that for research to progress, healthy people must be willing to be tested. She hopes a sense of altruism, of wanting to help future generations of Alzheimer's victims, may push the reluctant to participate.
Many patients come into trials because they or their family members really hope it will help them, but they're also extremely motivated to say, I want to do something to help this disease, or even if it doesn't help them, to help their children.
And researchers, as well as families affected by Alzheimer's, hope that eventually people can be tested for the disease with the comfort of knowing that there's a cure or a way to prevent it.